This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
This is an encore performance of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
9-3-0-2-8.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one person at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, on this, well, Thanksgiving Eve, it's you, the one person that I'm talking about. Yep, you can stop the totalitarians from the totalitarian schemes that they have. And I know that's a big word. A lot of people can't even pronounce it. Say it 10 times as fast as you can. That will help you to understand what that word really, well, is all about. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. One day before Thanksgiving, and we are absolutely giving thanks for this wonderful country that we have, and we are one. We are one nation under God. Boy, the left just hates to hear that, but one nation under a Christian God. Let's make no mistake about it. The founding fathers were devout Christians. They were Protestants. They came from the new the old world to the new world to form a more perfect union. And that union in the United States of America has been strong. It's been weakened. And this last president of the last year certainly has shown us how vulnerable we can be to the rhetoric of the left. Anyway, a lot of things going on. We're going to be talking about the Cal Exit movement versus the Jefferson movement so that we get some clarity on the discussion out there about trying to secede or to form a more perfect union in the form of a new state, the 51st state in the union. And we're going to be talking about also Donald Trump's picks. What in the world is going on with Donald Trump? He's entertaining Mitt Romney, and now all of a sudden we're starting to hear that he might be doing a frenemy thing with Hillary Clinton. Now, I got to tell you, I got issues with that. Anyway, a lot of other things going on, a lot of appointments by Donald that are being announced or they're going to be announced. Nikki Haley is going to be apparently the UN ambassador. And again, remember, she's from North Carolina, and she's the one who is a very harsh critic of Donald Trump. Yeah, the candidate Donald Trump, just like Mitt Romney was a big critic, is going to be perhaps tapped to be the UN secretary. So it's these kind of things that are people are discussing. I've been getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot of discussions. I go to breakfast with Tea Party members, go to the Tea Party, and everybody's a little bit leery. They got one eye open now at Donald, and that's not a good thing for the Trump. I don't care what you say. I don't think that that's a very good sign for the Trump campaign or the Trump, I guess you would say, transition team right now to so-called make frenemies with Hillary Rodham Clinton, who, by the way, has killed people, a lot of people. And I think if Donald Trump wants to go down that route, he's going to feel the wrath of those people in the United States of America. If he's going to free her, he's going to let up on her, he's going to do whatever he wants to do, give her a pardon. I don't know what would be in store for Hillary Rodham Clinton if he will be a one-term president, if in fact that happens. So anyway, just a little bit of warning out there. I think that we need to kind of be always vigilant. I'm more than happy to step up and say, you know, oh, by the way, comment by Donald Trump about global warming yesterday when he met with the New York Times, which, of course, made my skin crawl when I heard that. So if I sound a little bit jaundiced towards Donald right now, it's because of two things. The discussion, perhaps, of frenemies with This is, again, we're starting to get reports of this. Frenemies with Mitt Romney, for sure, because he already met with him. But frenemies with Hillary Rodham Clinton is a potential. That was what was reported to me earlier this morning. As I woke up and got ready for this radio show, I said, are you kidding me? And my source said, no. I said, that would not be a good. Then you throw global warming on that. We're going to be talking about where global warming comes from. There's a new article out that really kind of gives you the basis of global warming. And that man-made global warming is absolutely a falsehood. And I'm going to tell you that. I'm a science guy. You know, I taught sciences for 16 years, and environmental science being one of them, radical environmental science, I guess you would say, because I was a member of Greenpeace back in the day, the Cetacean Society, and a whole bunch of other little groups out there in the 70s as all this was starting to wind up and ultimately ended. It started out as global cooling, by the way. We were going to have global cooling in 1970. Yeah, the 100th anniversary of Vladimir Lenin, actually, turned out to be 1970. What is it? It's Earth Day. So it's April, what, 22nd or something like that? That was the 100-year anniversary of Vladimir Lenin's birthday. And that was the very first Earth Day. Do you think it might be communist-related? Especially since the communists, in their manifesto from Karl Marx, want to use radical environmentalists. Also, the Nazis do the same thing, using radical environmentalism to control the populations. Anyway, enough of that discussion. Let's kind of get into some of the meat and potatoes of what's really going on right now. First of all, Cal Exit. The Cal Exit movement. If you've been if you've stayed glued to our website, we've written a number of articles about, or we've got a number of articles up there, and we've contributed to a number of things about the Cal Exit movement. The secessionist movement that is out there. And this secessionist movement is of course, something that's quite extreme. There's no doubt about it. It is funded solely, especially the CalExit movement. It is funded by George Soros and his organizations, his multiple organizations that are out there, and also the Ryuichi Sasakawa Foundation. Now, this is where it takes a little bit of a turn, and you need to understand, historically speaking, some of the dynamics behind these two foundations. Let's start with, of course, the Tides Foundation, all these different foundations that George Soros has set up. Now, one of the things I recognized early on in the discussion about when President Barack Hussein Obama became president in 2008, and also since then, of course, at that time, we were doing a radio show called The Inside Education Show, and we recognized right away that the establishment of a shadow government by President Barack Hussein Obama. Remember, he came in with all these different czars out there? And one of the czars that he brought in was a czar by the name of Van Jones. And Aaron Klein, the talk show host that you hear about that's out of New York, he outed Van Jones as a communist early on. And he is. Van Jones is from Oakland, California. He's a known communist. And when I found out that he was, it was really the Van Jones incident that pointed all the attention for me at the time with all these different nonprofit organizations, which were fundamentally these czarist programs that the president was appointing, and he appointed Van Jones. So I said, you know, gee, that's a clue that we have a communist working in close association with the president. And Van Jones is a noted communist. Now, of course, he's a commentator on CNN, but back in the day when he was outed by Aaron Klein back in 2009, and Aaron Klein wrote the book called Red Army, which was the definitive book at the time about all the communists, all the National Socialists, all the bigots and hate and race hustlers that were in the Democratic Party that had migrated into the House and Senate. And he was calling them up in that book. And it's a great book. It's a great primer. If you want to understand what has happened, and if you don't have clarity on the issue right now about what has happened out there with all these nonprofit organizations, about this whole movement into the far, far extreme left spectrum of where we are politically. It's a movement that's nationalistic, national socialism, it's communism, it's Roman Catholicism. It's, you know, the Pope, as an example, is all in on what is going on. So you have, listen, I didn't make that up. The Pope is in lockstep with this president. Now, what does that tell you? If the president is coddling up to Nazis and has a Nazi background, which he does through the Muslim Brotherhood is a direct linkage and lineage to the Nazis. They were formed by Adolf Hitler and a guy by the name of Al-Banna in Egypt in 1928. You cannot escape the history here, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I say when we come back, we're going to be talking about this CalExit program, because it's not a vestige of those totalitarian mindsets. It is the totalitarian mindset. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. That's the abbreviations for Agenda 21 Radio. Get it? Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We're talking right now about CalExit, which is this program by which extreme leftists want to take over California and create their own state. And by the way, it's funded by a couple of very big extremists, Ryoichi Sasakawa Foundation, and also George Soros, and through his Tides, or all his nonprofits. We were talking a little bit about how the shadow government was first established, and this is brought out in Aaron Klein's book. And by the way, if you've ever studied shadow governments, you know that that's one of the ways in which they try and overthrow standing democracies, those that want to get into the game of overthrowing democracies, which has been going on for, well, quite some time, especially with the advent of Karl Marx and Trotsky and Saul Alinsky. And by the way, if you never have heard about Trotsky, he was a guy who actually ended up working with Lenin. They had a little bit of a spat. He ended up coming to Mexico. Yeah. And what did he do? He fired up the troops and said, listen, we want to start this breakaway process. We want to reclaim... Well, we want to reconquer those lands that were taken from us by the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. He's the guy who started that. Yeah, he brought over the communist strain, if you will, the virus that has led to what we have with La Raza. Yeah, La Raza, the racist, bigoted group. Some people, in fact, this is what my Mexican friends call La Raza. They call it the Mexican Nazis. So that ought to tell you, that's called a clue. All you need to do is look up the history of La Raza, and you can see what I'm talking about. They hate Americans, and they really hate, well, and I got to tell you, this is my own experience with people from La Raza who are all in on this CalExit thing. They're all in. And trust me, there's more to the story that we're going to be developing over the next couple of weeks about CalExit. Because we know about the meetings. Yeah, certain meetings that have happened. I'll tell you, when we get the list of people out there, it's going to stun America. What's been going on? Sedition, anyone? Oh, yeah. CalExit, sedition. That's where we're going with this. But, you know, we're going to let that story develop out there. But getting back to La Raza. La Raza is a racist, bigoted group, and I have to tell you that my experience with La Raza has never been positive. I've had La Raza members come in, threaten me, show guns to me, stuff like, as an educator, just doing my job, just student discipline or student issues going on with La Raza, coming in to back up gangster members, Oh, yeah, that's a real comfortable feeling. But, of course, you know, I had police around me. We had bigger guns. But La Raza has one of the big things is that they look at you if you're white. They really look at you if you're white, and they say, you know, your kind are going away soon. There won't be enough white people around to say that they are Californians or they are Americans, because La Raza is going to be bringing hundreds of thousands of Mexicans and brown-skinned people across the border. And they always point out to your skin color if you're white, if you have a conversation with one of these racist bigots. You know, Donald Trump had it right. Their loyalty, if you're a member of La Raza, is to the race. Get it? I mean, I got to have this conversation with you so you understand where this is all coming from. So La Raza, they're all in on Cal Exit. So you got the extremists out there. And by the way, not left unnoticed by Joel Pollack of Breitbart. And we're going to be reading a couple articles and getting some articles out to you so you understand where we're coming from with the state of Jefferson. But La Raza and that group out there leading the Cal Exit charge prompted an article by Joel Pollack from Breitbart today. It says, Cal Exit, leftists file papers to secede and form new confederacy. Now, the key term there is confederacy. Because, you see, secession, the last time that happened, we had a civil war. It was the South that seceded from the North, declared themselves independent, and seceded from the North. Which, of course, they couldn't do that. And the North took exception. Obviously, there was a war. And this has now been litigated through the Civil War process. I'm a process thinker. I'm not an event thinker. The Civil War in our timeline was an event, but there was also a lot of processing going on by state governments and by the judicial system of the existing United States of America that were put in place, and I'm speaking specifically about a court case, that none of these people have any idea about. So right now on this radio show, I'm broadcasting to all of you people on Cal Exit. This is what you need to overcome if you want to become a nation or nation state, because you don't have diddly squat of an idea of how to do it. We do in the Jefferson movement. We know how to do it and do it legal. You, on the other hand, well, you're the preachers of hate. So naturally, once frustrated by the system, what avenues are you going to turn to create a new California as a nation? Is it revolution? Is that what it is? Well, it's starting to look that way, isn't it, to all you CalExit people? It says a group of left-wing Californians frustrated by the recent election of Donald J. Trump as the 45th president of the United States has filed an application to put a secessionist referendum, Cal Exit, on the 2018 ballot. It says the East Bay Times reports that the group called Yes California intends to circumvent the U.S. Congress. Yeah. I mean, see, this is the key thing, that when I read to you the document, you're going to notice there's one thing really wrong with their document that they got out there as a referendum. They leave out the American Constitution as to say whether or not it's legal for them to do it. That's why Joel Pollack took that line right there. I'll read it again. It says that they are trying to circumvent the U.S. Congress, which is what they're trying to do. Now, if they're trying to circumvent the Congress, what is their ultimate end game? I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you exactly what it is, because I was told this by a Mexican friend. A Mexican friend just the other night. Their goal is to kill white Americans. You heard me. That's their goal. This is a reliable source. Very reliable source. And sources. And now, that mimics what I have heard over the years in dealing with members of La Raza. And in some respects, Mecha. Yeah, if this sounds a little bit pithy, because this is the reality on the street. Killing Europeans will become sport to these people. That's why Donald Trump took exception to the judge in his case about Trump University. Now, I'm not saying the merits of Trump University are there. I can tell you as an educator, it wasn't. It's best he settled that because it was a that whole thing was ugly. And I researched Trump University, and I would concur with the plaintiffs. That reward of $25 million, that should have happened. That was something clearly, I'm going to defend Trump here a little bit, that was something that was clearly, as I researched it, and again, I've started these kind of schools before, I know, that was something that was completely out of hand, out of his own nature to be doing that Trump University business. It fell into other hands, and these other hands were not doing the right thing. And again, I'm not defending him. I'm just saying I understand why that court case happened. Now, I'm not defending the judge for his La Raza feelings. Because, you see, it's more than if you're born in America for that judge. It's about your race. La Raza, the race. Get it? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
This is an encore performance of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And we've been talking about, what is this Cal Exit business and La Raza? Yeah, the meeting of the minds, the totalitarians, and the people that want to destroy America. That's really what this is about. And this struggle that's going on right now with secession, and everybody hates Donald Trump. What they're trying to do is parlay the hatred towards Donald Trump that they have towards Donald Trump into pulling away and breaking apart the United States through secession. Now, this is a ploy by the left to destroy the United States and sovereignty. Sovereignty meaning our own country. Now, I want to bring you up to a little refresher. It happens to deal with the star field on the flag of the United States of America. Those stars are there for a reason. And a lot of people don't quite understand this sometimes. The stars represent states. And by the way, for those of you that do not know what the flag means and have not been taught, by the way, have not been taught what the flag is all about, the red and the blue, why that's there, the field of stars, why that's there, what those stars mean. You probably don't know. Some people don't know. I'm talking to you right now. But I'm going to tell you a little lesson. We're going to get into the flag sometime. We're going to get into the whole Constitution. Oh, certainly, we're all about the Constitution on this radio show. We are constitutionalist. Hello. And, you know, we've been labeled as domestic terrorists by this president, President Barack Hussein Obama. I sure hope that one of the first things that Donald Trump does, if you're listening, Donald, is you take and go back to all the military training manuals. You go back to all the manuals within your own departments, within the executive branch, and you delete all the content that was put in by the Obama administration with their vitriolic hatred towards people like Tea Party members. Maybe Donald doesn't know this yet, or his staff doesn't know this yet, but Tea Party members are considered to be domestic terrorists by this government. Hello, constitutionalists. Anybody flying the Gadsden flag, or better yet, flying the American flag, is considered to be a terrorist, a domestic terrorist. And that's why Lavoie Finicum was murdered, because he was a constitutionalist preaching about the Constitution. You see, they fear the Constitution. So we're going to get constitutional on the CalExit people here, because they are so stupid. This shows you how stupid they are, Jerry Brown and his ilk. And Jerry Brown, by the way, the two major funders, if I didn't mention this before, I'll mention again, for the CalExit program is George Soros and Ryoichi Sasakawa. Ryoichi Sasakawa, the foundation now, because he's deceased, he was the warlord for the Japanese in China, and he was responsible for the rape of Nanking. Now, those of you that don't know the history of the rape of Nanking, well, you might want to check your history books and find out how very vicious this animal was, Ryoichi Sasakawa, and how many billions of dollars he plundered from the Chinese and banked it, and actually became the owner of such an organization like Mitsubishi. And he became good friends with Edmund G. Brown. Oh, Jerry Brown's dad. You see, Jerry Brown is behind this whole secessionist movement in California because he wants to be president, el presidente, as I call him, of California. It's not going to work, and especially if you're going to be so stupid as what these CalExit people have done. They are so stupid. They're so ignorant about how this country works, and that's part of the problem. The two people that are running the organization right now are surrogate Islamists. Oh, is that a surprise to you? Surrogate Islamist, and also affiliated with La Raza, the race. You know, those guys, and you know, I'm talking to you guys, the guys that were meeting with the Mexican consulate last week. I'm talking to you guys about how much you hate white people. It is absolutely, and black people, I might add. Don't run around with your little cape and say you're inclusive of all minorities with La Raza, because you're not, and you know you're not. I've been on the streets with you characters. I understand how you act. And by the way, I'm sure that they're gonna label this radio show a racist show because we're talking about race, meaning La Raza, in the militant end of La Raza, which is what we're talking about here. Now, does it mean all Mexicans? Hello, I've got Mexicans in my family. You know, we're Californians. Californians usually, you know, we kind of blend together. So this is a familial thing with me and very deeply seated with me. So don't go there with me and say you're a racist, Paul Preston, because that's not the case. I'm pointing out racism to you bluntly and where it exists in these people hiding behind the masquerade of hate and how they hate different ethnic groups if they're not their kind. And one of them are white Europeans and the other one are black African Americans. They hate black African Americans. Don't tell me they don't. I've been with you and seen it. La Raza. So CalExit, if it could be a perfect place, would be completely Mexican in the eyes of La Raza. That's what they're trying to do. Now, and that's, I think, a very distorted picture of California, clearly, and one that most Californians, Mexicans included, will reject, because they reject racism. Hello? How about that? Mexicans rejecting racism, La Raza style. These people have been have found themselves in places of leadership, deliberately so, and we know what the plan was, deliberately so. They've been placed in these positions of leadership to do exactly what they're trying to do right here, right now, to come to that point, to bring it all together, to separate California from the rest of the nation so Jerry Brown can be El Presidente. It's not going to work. And I'll tell you why. Because they are stupid. They file this petition, an affidavit, if you will, with the Secretary of State on Monday. We knew this was going to happen, and we knew it was going to happen quick because these people are time sensitive. They want to get things done as much as possible with the time frame of working with Obama, who, by the way, had officials meeting with a certain group of people last week from La Raza, who want to overthrow California and take it for their own. Meaning violence, ladies and gentlemen. People I talked to said their end game will be violence in California. And I thought to myself, well, gee, you know, if that's the case, these people must be talking about sedition. Wouldn't it be interesting to see if Jerry Brown gets put up for sedition or not when this whole thing starts to come out about CalExit and who these extremists really are? Now, let's talk about how to do it legally. The state of Jefferson. The state of Jefferson is doing it legally to form a new state, not to secede. The difference between secession and statehood is this. You secede, you become a new nation. You take a star off the field of the American flag. If California was to exit, it would be 49 stars, not 50. I mean, I have to graphically put this out there for people to understand. I know, and perhaps a lot of people might not want to understand that, but it's very, very true. The notion in the activity surrounding the state of Jefferson is to form a new state within the Union. In other words, rather than to take a star off, we want to put a star on that flag. And we want to maintain and create a more perfect union, not a less perfect union, as CalExit would have you do it. And based upon racism, their whole notion is racist, ladies and gentlemen. Jefferson is not racist. Jefferson is not anything about that. Jefferson is for the ideals of adhering to this great nation and becoming a more perfect union through the United States of America. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door, and for a limited time get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're talking about this whole notion of the state of Jefferson and versus CalExit, which is out there. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. In a second, I'm going to read to you what this whole issue is about CalExit and what they're trying to do, because I think it's very, very interesting and as you read the document. And then I'm going to juxtaposition it with a document that's coming out to form the more perfect union, putting another star on the flag, the state of Jefferson. I'm going to try and spell that out to you very, very clearly. I know we got a lot of people that are interested in this topic on the East Coast. We hear this all the time through Red State Talk Radio and other sources and people emailing. One of the places that you might want to go to for information about the state of Jefferson is SOJ51.net. SOJ51.net. That's where you need to go to. So that would be the website that would help you to understand. And it's, they've got a lot of documentation and so on. We are doing SOJ51 the legal way, following two documents, by the way, that are important. The California State Constitution, which provides for the formation of a state, and the U.S. Constitution, which provides for the formation of a new state from an existing state. That's what we're talking about. So understand where this is all coming from, okay? It's really, really important that we have a kind of a big picture going on here to understand what's happening with all this. It's very, very important. And that's why we're taking so much time with it. We'll continue to take as much time as we need to explain it to you so that we understand that this whole secessionist movement is part and parcel to another movement called Aslan, which is also by... well, sponsored by, if you will, La Raza. Yeah, La Raza, the haters. The racist haters out there. La Raza. Let's get used to that, because that's exactly what they are. We're exposing them for what they are. We're not going to hold back here on Agenda 21 Radio. These are racist, bigoted thugs. Big time. Much bigger than even the KKK. I would rate these guys more extreme, more violent than the KKK. I really would. And there's roots there that you wouldn't believe. Trotsky, religious roots. It's amazing when you start to take a look at the history of La Raza. I'm not making it up. I mean, I lived through this for 26 years dealing with these characters in California schools. I saw it. I saw it. I saw how these people behave and what they want and what their desire is. And here they are. They've got a Jerry Brown who's totally into this whole thing, wants to be El Presidente. And you know, now we have to fight it with the state of Jefferson. And we will. We will succeed. Because what's happening with, if you take a look at what's happening with La Raza is, well, they've got no clue what they're doing. I think that's kind of the long and short of it. So Cal Exit put the ballot measure on there. And I'm going to read from the ballot measure right now as soon as my computer stops thinking. It's got mental constipation sometimes. And I hate it when my computer has that. But we will be pulling it up shortly. And I want to read to you some of the salient sections so that you understand why the movement is struggling so much. If you go to our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com, you can actually see this, that we've got CalExit supporters submit ballot proposal to Attorney General. This came out Monday. We predicted that they would be acting fast as soon as the election was taking place, and they did. They want to act fast on this because they want to utilize the momentum, but they also want to utilize, guess what, the Obama administration. We have just a little less than 2 months of them. And guess who was in that meeting I've been talking about? Representatives from the Obama administration in on a seditious meeting. That's who was there. Little news break for you. And there's more to come from this news. So here's the letter that they wrote. And I got to get my eyeballs all adjusted to this. Here's the letter that they wrote. It says, pursuant to Article 1, Section 10D of the California Constitution, this letter respectfully requests the Attorney General to prepare a circulating title and summary of the enclosed ballot measure CalExit, the California Independence Plebiscite of 2019, which amends the election codes and strikes Article 3, Section 1 from the Constitution of California. They don't even spell it out, but it's... That's for the California Constitution. They don't spell that out. That's how stupid this letter already starts with. It's written by a very stupid man, Marcus Evans, who obviously doesn't understand how the law... I'm not an attorney, but I understand how the law works and what needs to be written. Also enclosed are the required signed statements pursuant to California Elections Code Sections 9001 and 9608, and a check in the amount of $2,000. Please direct all inquiries and correspondence regarding this proposal initiative to Marcus Evans, Vice President, Yes California Independence Campaign, 6083 North Figueroa Drive, number 356. That's the address. Fresno, California. Okay, so let's go on and let's read more of this document. I hope I'm not running out of time here. CalExit, this is what the plebiscite is. CalExit, the California Independence Plebiscite of 2019. This is an act to repeal Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution and add Division 22 to the Elections Code relating to the establishment of an independence plebiscite. The people of the state of California do enact, and this is how they have rewritten it, Section 1, an amendment to the California Constitution, Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution is hereby repealed as follows. Then they go on to start stating about how this whole thing is going to be broken out. It's a very, very stupid document because, number one, they don't even mention that in order for them to do this, guess what? They have to include the federal Constitution. How stupid can they be? But, you know, we're all about Jefferson, state of 51, if you will. The 51st state, making a more perfect union, putting another star rather than destroying the union. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-637-1103. 800-637-1103.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I suggest that for more information on the state of Jefferson, that you go to SOJ51.net. That's SOJ51.net. There's a number of videos on there, a ton of information on this whole state split business about the Constitution of the United States of America. And by the way, they have to include that we fought a civil war. And in that civil war, we figured out, you know, we don't want to have the secessionist movement going on in the United States of America. That's clue number one. Jerry Brown, are you hearing? Are you listening, Jerry? Or is the rest of you listening? You just can't ignore the Constitution of the United States. Now, and I want to set this up, ladies and gentlemen. It goes back to some of my points that I was talking about earlier. They definitely do want to ignore the Constitution of the United States. And their threat to all of us is this. There will be violence. This was made perfectly clear by my sources to me over the last week. They want violence in California. And they're planning for it. And if you think Black Lives Matter is not involved, if you think this administration is not involved, you got another thing coming. You think Jerry Brown would be involved in violence? It's starting to look that way. And we, of course, stand absolutely opposed to that. We want a legal process for the formation of a new state, the more perfect union. The state of Jefferson, the 51st state, the 51st star to go on the flag. Anyway, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.